91X News.
It's 8 degrees and cloudy skies at 1 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Trish Botter. Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala Yousafzai is about to become one of the six persons to be named the honorary Canadian citizen. The Pakistani education activist was supposed to receive the honor in October of 2014 but didn't because of the attack in Parliament Hill. This morning she met with students at a school in Ottawa.
So I'm here the second time and I'm really excited. I'm really happy by the warm welcome that I have received here. And I am honored to receive the honorary citizenship of Canada. So I'm kind of honorary Canadian.
Yousafzai will accept the honor in the parliamentary library, then address MPs in the House of Commons. Housing affordability will be the hot topic today when Premier Kathleen Wynne meets the mayors in the Greater Toronto and Hamilton area. Wynne says her government wants to take action to deal with the issue and reduce the pressure being felt by Ontarians. Housing Minister Chris Ballard has said that he heard from various sectors about problems and proposed solutions, and he wants to make sure he hears from municipalities. While Finance Minister Charles Souza has promised measures in the spring budget to address problems facing home buyers, Ballard has specified when a plan on rental issues will be introduced, other than to say very soon. Belleville Police Services are asking the public for any information on a missing Belleville man. 31-year-old Brian Lawrenson was last seen on Sunday by his friends and family. He is described as around 6 feet tall, 200 pounds, and has a dark hair and a long beard. Anyone with information on his whereabouts is asked to contact Belleville Police. Loyalist College Art and Foundation students held an art exhibit called The Change for Perspectives. Demi Niles takes a look on what it was all about.
It was a voluntary exhibition, and students were asked to put their work forward, and many have taken advantage of the exhibit to show off their work for the past year. Coordinator for the Art and Design Foundation program, Aaron Rose, talked about how the exhibit was started.
Students came up with that title, actually. It came out of sort of two places for them. They were thinking about the idea that their individual perspectives on things have changed over the course of being in the program, and the work reflects some of that.
Aaron Rose explains what perspective means to the students of the Art and Design Foundation.
And also the tongue-in-cheek notion that perspective is a type of art making. It's a stylistic approach, perspective drawing. So it has a connection to the art making as well as their perception of things. So it kind of had a double meaning for them, and that's why they liked that title.
Demi Niles, QNET News, Belleville.
And for sports, the puck drops on the NHL's second season tonight with the 3 of 5 Canadian teams chasing the Stanley Cup in action. First up, the Atlantic Division champion Montreal Canadiens host the New York Rangers. The Ottawa Senators welcome the Boston Bruins, and in the evening's late game, the San Jose Sharks are in Edmonton against Connor McDavid and the Oilers. Two other NHL playoff series start tonight. Sidney Crosby and the Pittsburgh Penguins begin to defense of their Stanley Cup championship when they host the Columbia Blue Jackets and the St. Louis Blues travel to Minnesota to face the Wild. Tomorrow night, Toronto opens in Washington, Calgary will be in Anaheim, and Nashville plays in Chicago. The Toronto Blue Jays' early season hole became a little deeper last night in the club, setting an unreliable franchise record of the process. At 1-6, Toronto is off to the worst ever start of the 4-3 loss in Milwaukee in its home opener. The Jays have now lost 6 straight home openers, another franchise record. In 7 of their last 8 games, the Jays' last home opener win was against Minnesota in 2011. Jeffrey Orridge is to step down in June as commissioner of the CFL. Jeffrey Orridge is out of the CFL commissioner. The league issued a statement Wednesday that Orridge and the CFL Board of Governors have agreed to part ways effective June 30th. Orridge was hired and CFO commissioner in March of 2015, becoming the first African-American chief executive of the major North American sports league. Prior to joining the CFL, Orage negotiated the media rights to several Olympic games for CBC, but was also with the broadcaster when he lost NHL rights to Rogers in 2014. No reason was provided for the move, but in the CFL statement, Orage said he and the board had differing views of the future for the league. Send us your team and league scores to our email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. And for your weather forecast, today is mainly cloudy skies with a 30% chance of showers and a high of 10. Tonight is clearing this evening with a low of 0. Tomorrow brings sunny skies with a high of 12. At 1:13, it's 8 degrees. QNET News on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Trish Botter. News on 91X next at